This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. Anyway, a lot of things going on here in New California parlance. Tonight we have a Feather River Tea Party Patriots meeting. And a special guest speaker will be Liz Ritchie, Assemblywoman from Contra Costa County for New California, and also Chief of Staff for me. So she's going to be there, and I hope that all of you come out in the area. I'm telling you, we've been fielding calls in the last couple of days about this, so we do know that people are paying attention. So we do expect to see you there, and also it will be on Facebook. Going to try the Facebook and YouTube tonight and see what happens. So, and Facebook will definitely be in play, so we definitely want to have you out there, out and about, doing the things that you do. If you want to be if you're in the area, it's going to be at the Crossroads Church in Yuba City, California. You can go to the website and newcaliforniastate.com and get all the information. So Liz Ritchie will be with us tonight as the guest speaker, and I do want to say a shout out to everybody in New California. And of course, many people called last night. We had the first and third Sunday of each month. Now, this last Sunday, which was, of course, the fourth Sunday, we had Easter before that, so we canceled, went to the fourth Sunday. So we were kind of a little bit out of sync, but we had quite a few callers last night. We want to thank all the way from New York. Now, you New Yorkers out there, New York. And also New Illinois. New Illinois is popping out there. We've got a lot of really good things talking about there with New Illinois. And we're going to be getting people on the radio to talk about New Illinois because things are bursting at the seams there. Everybody wants it. Everybody gets it. And they, of course, they're following the New California State model. Yeah. go new. I mean, we're all going to be, you know, fellow travelers in this whole thing. And it's going to break the cycle of Reynolds versus Sims. You watch. You watch. Anyway, so this is a part of what we're doing here. We're also doing Dam Watch. We are so damnable. We're doing Dam Watch. You know, there are the deplorables, then there are the damnables. And those of us that are, you know, out here watching the dam, studying the dam, filing lawsuits against the state of California because there's something. Hello, I'm raising my hand. There's something wrong because you're hiding things from us. And that's never a really good thing. After all this transparency, I mean, we went through a year and a half of how they're being so transparent, having all these different meetings. This, that, and the other. Oh, we're transparent. We're transparent. Yes, we're transparent. We're transparent. Now, all of a sudden, it's secrecy at the dam. But we have some preliminary numbers for you. They have not shut down all the data because that would just be over the top if they did. So, but just to, all I'm gonna say is we're just going to pop out the information for you so that you have a good idea at the top of each hour. By the way, we need to get the presidential thingamabob, the presidential tracking tick. We're going to, in just a moment, I want to get the data. This is our data dump period right now, so get used to it. But we're going to chime in to, first of all, we're going to jailbreak it, as the kids used to say. We're going to break into the data that the state of California provides to its, well, for the levels and flows. You can pick this up. It's not, a comedy routine. It's levels and flows. Levels of the dam and flows going in and out of the dam. So right now, we are sitting at 886.71. The storage right now is at 3,331,949 acre feet. Outflow, based upon last hour, not this hour, that has not been calculated at this point. 9,606 on the outflow side, 14,111 on the inflow side. Okay, there you go. That's what's so far. So far, 42 inches of rain just this year so far up there. 42 big ones. And we'll go ahead and we'll take a look at the picture just so I can describe it to you, because we do have eyes on the deck of the spillways, which is a pretty big deal, actually. And we'll give you, okay, let me, here comes the, there it is. Okay, so now it's, the timing on this is 7-11-37. Okay, 7-11-37 and 7-11-42, 45, 46, 47. Okay, so this is what's going on. And what we see is a spillway that's pretty saturated in water that's leaking. It's leaking. You can't say it. It's leaking, folks. Get over it. And it's not supposed to look this way. It's supposed to be dry, 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 like powdery dry. And it's not. It's leaking from the plates. And it's leaking from the gates, the gates and plates. And it's a big leak that's been shunted over to the right of the spillway. As you look at it, on the spillway's left, actually, if you anatomically look at it. And it's quite a bit of water coming out of those gates. If they've closed the gates entirely, that's a lot of water there, guys. It's a lot of water. And they're not supposed to be leaking, those gates, but they're leaking. But they tell us, there's nothing to see here. We'll post it up on Agenda 21 Radio so you can see it yourself. I hate it when this, don't you hate it when this happens? I absolutely hate it when this happens. And, of course, the plates themselves show the streaks of water oozing out of them. Okay, so we've done that. We've covered that. And what is going on here? It's not working. What is going on here? I'm sorry. I'm whining because everything is supposed to work in the studio, and some dysfunctionality has settled in. Can't have that. Okay, so anyway, that's the kind of the checkup that we've got going on so far. that we can actually plainly see, and anybody can plainly see it, and we'll you can go to the website, our website, New California, or Agenda 21 Radio, and just go to the cameras, and you can see this whole thing playing out right before your very eyes. It's pretty, pretty wet out there. Then it's supposed to be dry, 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 and there's not supposed to be all these wet spots in the dirt around it. Well, that's called porting, by the way. Well, we have a discussion going on about that. So that you don't know it's fake news, right? Everyone says, oh, you says fake news because you're doom and gloom. And I think we're being very pragmatic at this point in time. Okay. Oh, geez. Federal court, well, we got that one all taken care of. And we got this one all. Okay. So we're going to get back to the Epoch Times. We're going to flip over here and see what's really going on with the Epoch Times, if it's going to flip for us. It's going to flip. There it goes. Okay, so the Epoch Times, and by the way, major shout-out to the Epoch Times and all the great things that they're doing for us here on Agenda 21 Radio and also Red State Talk Radio. Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster. The studios are in, of course, Washington, D.C. That's where Red State Talk Radio emanates from. And we are emanating from Studio 21 here in New California, land, territory, Sutter County, California. And so we give you the best that we can give you out here. But the Epoch Times is, of course, a worldwide media outlet, and they're getting into multiple media types of things, such as video, audio, that sort of thing, and radio. And looks like, of course, Red State Talk Radio is going to be one of the preferred providers, right? Okay, but this is it. Trump announces tariff increase on Chinese goods, citing slow progress in trade talks. Where's the market going? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all products. precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. What's wrong with me? What is wrong? Anyway, I love the Epoch Times. I really pick up a copy of Epoch Times. I've got one in my grubby hands right now. Right here. It is wonderful. It is wonderful. Anyway, okay, so Epoch Times. We really do appreciate all the things that they've been doing and are going to continue to do for freedom around the world. So Trump announces tariff increase on Chinese goods, citing slow progress in trade talks. In a surprise announcement on Twitter, U.S. President Donald Trump said on May 5th that tariffs on certain things will happen. Here's some other little things coming on. Spygate special coverage, because they do the Spygate thing. Because it is Spygate. You can't say anything else about it. And by the way, just break out some popcorn, please. It's gonna be exciting. Biden, Obama officials stood to gain from Ukrainian influence. Shocking. This is not, and of course now this is into Spygate special coverage. Part of this. Now, this is what we've been saying for years about Biden. Probably around 2014 and 15, we started to pick up all that stuff for you, tell you about it. And here it is. Shazam, it happened. I love it when we're called fake news. Really? Really? We were called fake news back. Well, you don't know what you're talking about. Really? Okay. Well, the news that's popping out today is the stuff we talked about several years ago. I hate it when this happens, don't you? It's just disgusting. It's disgusting. Obama officials stood to gain from Ukraine. Another body found at Illinois factory, death toll 3. Okay, so Hamas wants ceasefire after more than 600 rockets fired into Israel. In U.S. deploying care, we got that one. Trump calls out Kentucky Derby decision to disqualify winner. Yikes. I don't get it. You know, I'm not a horse racing kind of guy. Once I'm there at the horse races, it is awesome. I'm sorry. There are certain things that I think everybody recognizes in their lives that could be incredibly addicting. gambling's not one of them for me. Not at all. I mean, I have a strange way of gambling. I learned this from my stepfather, actually, because he was a real gambler who really knew how to win. And, I mean, he used to play craps. And I watched him in Vegas, and I watched him in Tahoe and Reno. And I was, like, enthralled. But that was a family thing. This is what I was told by my uncles. He knows how to gamble. And he did, man. I watched him win and win and win and win. And, you know, I get it. I get what he was doing. But I can tell you, when I go to the horse races, I could camp out there and stay forever. I just could. And I recognize that as a real weakness. So I've always said, don't go. Don't go. Don't go. And, you know, when I was living in Southern California, I lived not too far from Santa Anita. Oh, no. Yeah, and it was a wonderful thing. Santa Anita. It is just the glory, the majesty of horse racing is just absolutely, I find to be addictive. So I'm addicted to that. That's why I like horses. Horses are addicting. Anyway, but so I don't understand this Kentucky Derby decision to disqualify the winner. And that's what happened, first time in history. At the Kentucky Derby, it happened. I don't understand. Somebody registered complaints. It says, for the first time in the 145-year history of the Kentucky Derby, the winning horse was disqualified for interference. And President Donald Trump did not agree with the steward's decision. I love this. I love this, the instant president opinion. The Kentucky Derby decision was not a good one, Trump wrote on Twitter. It was a rough-and-tumble race on a wet and sloppy track, actually a beautiful thing to watch. Only in these days of political correctness could such an overturn occur. The best horse did not win the Kentucky Derby. Not even close. That's from his tweet. Trump tweets. The horse Maximum Security was disqualified after a 22-minute debate between three stewards who eventually came to a unanimous decision to designate the second-place horse, Country Horse, or Country House, as the winner after reviewing the replay from different angles. I don't get it. It looked like Donald Trump said it. It looked like a great race to me as a spectator when I saw it, and it didn't look like anybody was cutting anybody off intentionally. I mean, it's hard. Listen, have you ever ridden on a horse full tilt like that? I have. I used to ride horses all the time as a kid. And riding full tilt like that, absolutely. I mean, I don't know how these guys. I know jockeys. I've met jockeys and stuff like that, and I know what their deal is. And I totally get it. You know, I totally get it. So, but it's you know, it takes a lot of guts to do what they do, and these people are not big men. They're slightly obviously. You don't want a big heavyweight riding on your horse, right? You want a smaller, slighter bodied man. But this guy, the horse, Maximum Security, ran away with the race. I mean, I don't know how many lengths he won by. It says horse racing journalist and equestrian Kevin Blake also took to Twitter to voice his opinion. Tough decision in the Kentucky Derby, but would it be as disputed if the incident had led to War of Will falling and causing carnage? I don't get that. Allowing the best horse to get away with serious interference creates dangerous situations, as we have often seen, like here. And I guess he's got a little descriptor. I'm going to play it. Is it political correctness? And I think it is, quite frankly. He's got some sort of video that he's provided. So there's a horse that are running, somebody's interfering, somebody trips up a horse, the horses end up tripping. I get that. I understand. I've been thrown off of horses many times. Been kicked several times. It's amazing, you know, when horses kick you, they kind of look over their shoulder. It's like, I'm going to size you up and then kick you. Jockey, they kick you. Anyway, so much for my equestrian moments. But I'm not too, I don't know. I saw this and I said, it looked like a sloppy track. It looked like it was, I just don't see it's intentional. It's hard to judge that it's, but in other places, according to our sources, they say that this judgment would not have been rendered. That's what we're being told, is that they would not have rendered any kind of decision like this in other places. So there you have that one. Now, we're going to start tracking here, though, and we're going to come up to a break right now. We'll come back from the break, and I'm headed for some coffee, Agenda 21 Radio coffee. It's coming up. It's pot number deux. No trois today. I don't know. Wait, we'll get to pot number three. I don't think so. I think we're good. I think we're all good in the hood. Anyway, when we come back after a refocus, a lot of things going on. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. I bet you missed me, didn't you? Okay. Now that we got the informalities. What is wrong with me this morning? Well, we'll do a psychoanalysis here. We'll put our tinfoil hats back on. There you go. That brings balance. All of the tinfoil hats. I hate it when this happens. I really. Okay, Michael Cohen heads to prison. How did we get here? She was robbed. There's another one. Oh, my God. Are we ever going to get this straightened out with Hillary? Is she ever going to come to the realization she lost the race and it wasn't stolen from her? She lost it. That's the thing. I'm not even going to go there. But, you know, this is what is... been said, right? Here we go. This is an interesting one, and I'm going to get. Trust me, I'm going. I'm on my way to the. To the other really big shoe, but this is another one. Well, we covered the Derby in sports. Now we're going to cover Michael Cohen going off to prison where he can play tennis. There's a sports feature. Okay, Tiger Woods faces criticism ahead of Trump's Presidential Medal of Freedom honor. Ha-ha! And, you know, this is driving the lefties really apoplectic. And that Tiger Woods can come back like he did, and then the president's going to, apparently, it says, critics of Tiger Woods and President Trump were out in force. Did I say farce? No, there's an O there. Force Monday. Ahead of the ceremony, bestowing the Presidential Medal of Freedom on the controversial golf great. With the politically tinged text threatening to overshadow the acclaim, that greeted Woods' dramatic win at the Masters tournament less than a month ago. By the way, Obama was absolutely dying to play golf with Tiger Woods. Because, you know, he's cool, right? Obama's cool, and he plays no golf at all. But to play with Tiger Woods. Now, have you seen any pictures of Obama and Tiger Woods playing golf together? I haven't. I mean, it's not, and if they're out there, there's not a lot of them, but I haven't seen any. And that's because Tiger Woods did say, yes, I'll play with you, after he was dogged a lot, but no photo shots, no press briefing, no standing side-by-side business. It'll all be my business, golf. And you could be my caddy, basically. And so Obama was his caddy. Well, we had a few swings. You see, Tiger doesn't play that game. He doesn't play the race game. I just want to let you know he doesn't play the race game. His daddy taught him better than that. His dad was a class act, by the way. A fabulous father for Tiger Woods. Yeah. There was trials and tribulations. I mean, he moved out of California. I wonder why. Because he was being taxed into oblivion. A man making this kind of money, like he was making, was literally, he said, I'm out of here. He loved California. This was he grew up in Orange County. Western High School. That's where I met him, actually, as a kid. Remember, he used to go on Johnny Carson because he was such a golf phenom. Anyway, but the honor was quickly criticized by some as merely an opportunity for Trump to pay tribute to a business partner. It was pointed out last week that Woods was reported in 2018 to be a business partner with the Trump Organization. Tiger Woods is obviously a very talented golfer, Common Cause Legislative Affairs Director Aaron Shrub told the New York Times before quickly adding that Trump is willing to use any tool of government to benefit his business and political allies. And Obama wasn't. Oh, no, he was as pure as the driven snow, if you know what I mean. Rick Riley, the author of Commander in Cheat, How Golf Explains Trump, told New York Times that Woods accepting the Presidential Medal of Freedom puts a big stain on the golfer. Riley shared the same sentiment soon after it was announced last month that Woods would be given the nation's highest civilian honor. I just think they've got envy going on there. How can at Tiger Woods accept Presidential Medal of Freedom from a man who thinks golf should be for the rich? Where you aspire to join a club someday, you want to play, so you go out and become successful. Bull, he says. If that were true, there'd be no Tiger Woods, Riley tweeted. Other critics swarmed Woods and Trump on social media. Woods has been lambasted over his link with Trump since the business mogul was elected president in 2016. The pair had been golfing partners for years before the Trump entered politics. In August 2018, when asked about his relationship with Trump, Woods urged people to respect the office of the president. He's the president of the United States. You have to respect the office no matter who is in the office. You may like, dislike personally and political or the politics, but we all must respect the office, which, of course, no one wants to mention anything about Woods playing golf with Obama. Right? As I started with. He detested Obama, but he played golf with him. But no pictures for you. You see, this is the difference. Woods understands the race issue and understood what Obama wanted. A picture with him for racial reasons. See, this is one of the things about racism and racist. There really are people in the world who understand what you're up to. I mean, really. And they call you out. And if they happen to be of your same color of skin, it's a double whammy, right? It's a double whammy because you just don't think that, you know, everybody who's a certain skin color must be a racist, right? Like Candace Owens, she must be a racist. In the eyes, in the model of what, say, a Jesse Jackson would, or Al Sharpton would think you to be a racist, right? You're all part of the same team. And it's a shock when they're not. And it's really a shock when you have someone who is successful and someone who has done so much for the game of golf and for this country and people's pursuit of excellence as Tiger Woods. Yeah, he's had issues. He's fallen down. And no one's going to doubt that. Everybody does. But what he did by coming back and winning the Masters is absolutely a stunner. And in the face of so many who wanted to denounce him because he wasn't a racist. Now, that's just a little bit of my opinion. I think he's a class act. I think he's done fantastic things. And there's nothing wrong with rewarding excellence, folks. There's nothing wrong with it. Let's keep on rewarding excellence. That's what makes us exceptional Americans.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Yep, Tiger Woods. Man, what a driver. He knows how to drive it home, if you know what I mean. We're waiting as we contemplate our navel here. We're navel gazing. What is navel gazing? It's when you look at the stars, I guess, right? Anyway, we're contemplating what is going on in our computer world right now as we're waiting for the computer. What is, I mean, it's just, it's amazing what computers do and what they don't do, huh? We're going to get the presidential tracking poll for you. Rasmussen's Twitter, I'm just going to follow your opinion. Here we go. We're back on it. We're back on it. It's here, and we're going to make it known that it's here. Voters oppose unlikely impeachment. Oh. This is another, we got some interesting things going on here. Trump's dailies, Rasmussen reports, this is a daily job approvals for, this is breaking, this is just happening right now. Daily presidential tracking poll just came out 45 minutes ago. Is it? No, an hour ago. Sorry. We're a little bit tardy on this one. The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Monday shows that of likely U.S. voters approve of Donald Trump's job performance. Oh, I'm sorry, 50%. I forgot that number. That's called a tease. While 48% disapprove. Okay. So where did that sit just the other day? So that was back in April. I would say he's going up. Shocking, shocking. He's going up 51%. He's going up. I hate, you know, don't you just love it when a plan comes together? Yeah. So, where are his, where's the, oh, the index is at -4, the rating index, the approval rating index. But there's another story in Rasmussen I want to get at, which kind of piqued my interest. This is says voters approve or oppose unlikely impeachment of Trump and Barr and Kavanaugh. Man, you talk about losing. When you're on a roll, don't stop, right? Says congressional Democrats seem to be in an impeaching mood these days, but listen to this. Voters think their threats against President Trump, Attorney General William Barr, and U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh are going nowhere. Listen to these stunning numbers. 71% of likely U.S. voters think the U.S. House of Representatives is unlikely to impeach Barr, Kavanaugh, or the president in the next few months. The latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone Survey finds that only 22% consider the impeachment of any of these men as likely. 22%. Now, I trust Rasmussen. I know there's some other numbers out there from other groups, and I had heard when I was listening to them the very similar things. Very, very similar things. So, wow. 22% consider impeachment. Only 22%. So, there you have it. Says most race Senate. Okay, this Kavanaugh wins popular vote too. Voters say impeachment unlikely. This is I'm looking at related articles for the first time in years. Most feel America's best days lie ahead. No. I'll tell you what, New California's best days are coming ahead. That's for sure. It says here, Americans are feeling better about the future than they have, and they're feeling more better about it. That's my wording. Than 12 years of regular surveying. Let's see. So the past 12 years. 12 years. Isn't that amazing? The latest Rasmussen reports, national telephone and online survey finds that 54% of likely U.S. voters now say America's best days are in the future. This is the first time a majority of voters has expressed this sentiment in surveying since November 2006. Yikes. The previous high was 47% in December 2016, just after Donald Trump's election. But in most surveys over the past 12-plus years, the number of voters who felt America's best days still lie ahead ran in the mid-30s. Wow. Can we hear that again? Wow. Only 28%. What is wrong with me today? Listen, I've got more coffee in my grubby little hand. At the break, I'm going to drink more of it. Only 28% now think the country's best days are in the past. A new low. That's some really good news. That's some really good news. Okay, we're coming up to a break, and we'll be getting more of this information. Well, not really. It says 44% of Democrats think socialism hasn't been given a fair chance. I see. Hillary misses her presidency more than voters do.
Oh, no.
Okay. These guys at Rasmussen, you know, when you get into the data thing, you know, clearly your decision-making process is confused, right? This is Hillary misses her presidency more than voters do. This is from Tuesday, April 30th. It says Hillary Clinton's back in the news, claiming once again she was robbed in the 2016 election and that President Trump should be impeached. But voters don't see a Hillary Clinton presidency as a better deal for them. A new Rasmussen Reports national telephone survey online finds that 42% of likely U.S. voters believe America would be better off today if Clinton had been elected, but a plurality of 48% disagree. 11% are undecided. Okay. Well, so much for that part of it, right? Don't you find it interesting that all this stuff is happening right now? I find it absolutely incredibly interesting. Anyway, we've got a break coming up. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And, of course, MyPillow, 800-266-4715. MyPillow. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. Okay, so the Rasmussen report. Rasmussen report is in the can for us for today. There's always tomorrow. But before we put you to bed on this hour anyway, we're going to do a very quick update on what's going on at the dam, the Oroville Dam. Well, we're going to check that out right now. We're going to give you the. Did I do the 8 o'clock? I didn't do the 8. No, I did do. I didn't do the 7 o'clock. So we're going to do the 8, and then we're going to come. We'll do the 7, and then we come back. We'll do the 8 right away. So you'll see how much rise has taken place. And I think that's only. I think that's only a rational thing to do. I really do. So we've got that going. Today is, of course, level day, and it's an interesting day going on at the dam. So it is a level day. Here we go. Coming up, 886.71. 9,400 on the outflow. They're cutting it down a little bit, and 14,480 on the inflow. So it's flowing, baby. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's inflowing more than it's outflowing. So that's a problem. Okay, so we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21. Wake up, wake up. And remember to come back to us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And Remember to visit our website, a21art.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and check out all the things going on there. And by the way, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.